Everyone, thank you so much for joining us today. This is your host, Iram Saeed, with the Global Telesummit series From Heartache to Joy. I want to welcome you guys to the call. I know the energies are getting kind of tough right now, tougher than even though this 2020 has been quite tough already. But ever since Mercury went into retrograde, I'm finding that we're seeing a lot more complaints coming through from people that the energies are just getting really, really heavy. So this call is perfect because our special guest speaker, Wilma, David, and correct me if I say your name wrong. It's Aguela?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. So you guys have heard Wilma before. She is absolutely, incredibly amazing. She is an archangel, master healer who was gifted at birth. She has devoted her entire life to raising the vibrations of humanity through her sacred work as a healer. She offers both private and remote healing sessions for her clients and has helped hundreds of people heal their physical, emotional, and mental ailments with miraculous results. Wilma receives messages from the angelic realm and shares the light with her clients. She uses a healing technique she calls the Sambiguita Jasminium Sambic Angelic Healing, a modality so powerful and divine it can cleanse any aura 100% and remove any negative parasitical cords, clear any negative energies, and release any blockages. Since childhood, she has been attuned to the angelic realm in her healing practice. She invokes the presence of angels, visualizes the healing and glow of the beautiful Sambiguita flower, and transmutes the healing power to her clients, which could be you, by the way, today. Her hundreds of clients are a true testimony of the miraculous results that Wilma will achieve. Once you say yes to this package by connecting to her teams of angelic guides, you will clear any self-defeating soul contracts that no longer serve you. Clear your auric body from negative energies and blockages and feel energized, lifted up, loved by your higher self, and have total clarity on your energy patterns. Last time that Wilma was here, we did her medical intuitive package, which was amazing. And if you don't remember, she's the one who was a natural born healer. There was an amazing story, which I don't know if we will get time to go into today. If you missed that call, please ask our customer service. We'll send you a replay of that call. We talked about her amazing life story, how there were so many signs that a natural, very gifted healer was born. And since being a little girl, she has been healing people. She didn't even know what the gift was, but she started using it even as a toddler. And people have been coming to her for all kinds of healings. Her sight, and I'm talking about the psychic sight, is amazing. And I'll tell you my personal story that I just had experience with her a few weeks ago in just a couple of minutes. Our topic today is super exciting because I know this is what you guys need. Our topic is activate your divine angelic lifeline for unlimited abundance. Complete transformation to remove toxic energies, restore perfect health, attract wealth, and live angelically. Really, really awesome call today. We're going to find out from Wilma how she can attune you to your higher self communication. We will have auric tuning and clearing of energetic fields to attract abundance. You will feel the angels beaming their healing love and light on you. Gain a new sense of direction and angelic awareness. Receive visions about what to do next in areas of your life that need healing and identify your limiting beliefs and blockages. She will cosmically connect you to your own spirit guide, angel, and scan your meridians and or chakras. So we're going to have really fun, filled, important call today. And what I wanted to share with you guys was a few weeks ago, as I've talked about it, I think once before in another call, excuse me, my dad gave us a health scare. He had chest pains and When the tests were, we ran tests, we found out that he had this block in his pancreas, which the blockage, we couldn't figure out what it was. My brother, who is a doctor, said, based on his age, it could have been devastating if it turned out to be cancer, which, if you guys know, with pancreatic cancer, you know, you usually have a prognosis of maybe, at best, few weeks. So I was, of course, needless to say, really scared, and I was worried, and Wilma was one of the three people I called, and hers was the most accurate scan. She scanned him immediately, and she told me, she said, okay, don't worry, it seems more like inflammation is blocking it, and it's going to be not malignant. When you guys find out, it's not going to be not malignant. And she even said that it's the kind of blockage which they can just kind of remove surgically. And that's probably what's going to happen. So she, of course, I felt really relieved. But here's what was even more astounding. As she was scanning him, and I don't know if I shared this with you, Wilma, after that. But as she was scanning him, she said, Iram, I also see something in the urethra and bladder. And that is a bit more of a concern. And so once you're done with this, please make sure you have that checked out. And we didn't know that, okay? We hadn't caught that yet. But further scans, when they did medical scans, so it turned out that it was exactly the same thing what she had described in the pancreas. It turned out to be sludge and inflammation. And they did surgically remove it. And when they tested it, it was non-malignant. So we were very happy about that. But in those tests, because I did mention it to my brother, I said, did you find anything in his bladder or his urethra? And he said, no. So afterwards, though, when they went through all the scans, they did see that. And he said, okay, so there is something on the bladder. There's mass on the bladder. And they went in and they surgically removed that one as well. And that one actually was malignant. But because it was caught so early that he was able to get the full treatment and the prognosis is really good and he's healthy again. But it was so funny, Wilma, because my brother is a typical doctor. He does not believe in any of this energy healing stuff. He thinks it's all very woo-woo. He does not... So it was so funny to see his face when I'm like, huh, interesting. So there's a mass on the bladder. And he goes, yes. And he wouldn't talk about it any further. But that was so funny because he just sat there quietly because he had no answer. Like, really? How? And I just asked him, like, so what do you think? How did my healer? Because I still had the text saved because I had texted him. Yeah. I had written to him that this is what my healer said. She saw this. Did you find anything like this? And he said, no. So I took a screenshot of the text and I said, look at it. This is when I sent you this text. And you said no, but she had seen it in her scan. So wouldn't you say that this human scan was better than the machine scan? And he was just quiet. He wouldn't say anything to me. It was so funny.
Really?
But
really?
My dad was, of course, very grateful. And the energy work that you did on him made it so easy. So I'm so grateful. Thank you so much. I wanted to share it on this call today because it was, first of all, your loving presence, the way you were so calm, you were so collected, and you gave me such beautiful reassurance. And you said, you know, here you go. This is what it is. And you said it to me a couple of times, that make sure you get that other thing, the bladder thing, checked out too. And we did. And it was, had we taken longer, who knows what that could have turned into. So thank you. I mean, I already was a believer of your abilities, but this was just so close to home for me, you know. This was my dad that I told everybody. I told my entire FHTJ team, like, this is what Wilma did, and you guys, this is how great she is. And if you guys have any issues, she's the one you need to get in touch with because this was amazing. Really, really amazing. I mean, there were a couple of other FHTJ healers, and they said similar to what you had said, but nobody caught on that bladder thing. You did.
Right on.
You did. So that was really awesome. Yes, right on. It was totally right on. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm excited because medical intuitive services are not the only thing that you do. You're actually really, really awesome in helping heal any kind of block, all blocks, any blocks, any kind of negative interferences. And a lot of people right now, I mean, many people already took advantage of our last offer. They were very grateful. They were so happy with the results. And many people still need help with other stuff in their life. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Why is our connection to our angels and spirit guides so important, Wilma?
Hi, Errol. And then let me just say hi first to everybody and to all the callers. And I'm grateful again for the second time I'm here, because I know the first time we have a lot of miracles happen to all the clients who avail of the packages. And your question regarding the spirit guide, it is very important, is because similarly when you're talking about your dad, you know, the story of how I was able to scan, right? And remember, your dad is in Pakistan, correct? And then all you did
was, yes.
And all you did was send to me his photo at the time you were asking that he was in the hospital, right? So when you said scanning, maybe not a lot of people understand when they say scanning, you know. Scanning, I was able to scan your dad is because I connected to his spirit guide, all right, to his spirit, because everybody has a mind, body, and soul, and spirit, correct? So when I connected to your dad's spirit guide, it's like he is my Wi-Fi, the spirit guide. And it's helping me to want to connect to him because his own spirit guide knows him better than I do because it's part of his mind, body, and soul, correct? So the moment I'm able to connect to his spirit guide, he is the one helping me to see and scan his body. And by that time, he's like on the messenger. So that's why I was able to accurately scan, because your own spirit guide knows your body and mind very well, right? So it is important to connect to spirit guides, because you yourself can also connect to your own guides, like your own archangels. And they are with you every day, every day, every moment, every minute, they are with you. It's just a matter of like talking to them or giving time to unite with your own spirit guide. And it's going to be like your GPS to navigate you and help you with your life, you know, whether it's career, finance, money, or relationship, or anything, you know. So that's why it is very important to connect with spirit guides.
Very good. Thank you. Yes.
And for people who doesn't know spirit guides, it can be anybody. It could be an angel, or it could be someone that you love that passed away. Like me, one of my spirit guides is my grandmother. She is the mother of, obviously, my mother. And I have a very strong connection with her. She's also my angel. It could be your own higher self. It could be your spirit guide. So anything that is above and higher than you. And they're always around. You just have to feel their presence and then acknowledge them that they're around you.
Beautiful. So what does it mean, Wilma, if our connection with our angels or spirit guides are weak or lost? How does that affect our life, especially abundance?
When you are not aligned, when you are not connected with your mind, body, and soul, especially the soul part, wherein you are connected to the higher dimension, which is the spirits or the angels, if it's causing you anxiety or in a panic mode or feeling that you're always fearful, that means you're not connected, all right? Similarly, when people nowadays, when they don't have Wi-Fi or when they have Bluetooth, you know, when there's no internet connection, they're starting to panic right away, correct? So the spirit guides are also something invisible. And similarly to the air that we breathe, we don't see them, but they're very powerful. So when you are in the state of anxiety and not connected to someone higher than you, aside from your higher self, then you feel agitated. So when you feel agitated and in anxiety, there comes the fear of not manifesting. So now it's a chain reaction. It's like a cord. And then now it's happening that you're not manifesting in money because you're fearful. You're not manifesting abundance or shifts in your career or business because you are not connected, right? So nowadays, people can easily relate to a Wi-Fi because everybody now is using Wi-Fi, right? But your best Wi-Fi is your spirit guide, your spirit guide. Once you are attuned with your spirit guides, or you know that there is a loving presence of someone higher than you, whether you believe in God or ascended masters or whatever it is that you believe in, then you will not be in a state of distress and anxiety. And when you are not in this negative vibration, obviously all these things that you are praying for, without a doubt, will surely 100%, 1,000% will manifest. That's why it's important to connect to those higher beings, which are spirit guides and angels.
Wow. That is so exciting. Now, you have the ability to reactivate someone's connection to their spirit guides and angels. How do you do that, Loma?
The way to do that is because we have a physical body, right? So let's say you, Aram, I'm going to ask permission to you if I can connect with you. And when you give me permission, and then I have to go higher and connect to your spirit, right? And once you give me access to connect with your spirit and with your higher self, then I'm able to go to that dimension where I am connected with the energies of the higher spiritual. I hear a vibration error. So. Hello?
Well, I said yes. Yeah, okay. So maybe that's what's happening.
I know the frequency is because I'm connecting with everybody, and I can strongly sense that even though it's a telesummit, I hear a lot of people on the call, and then I feel everybody's energy and frequency, and everybody's angel connecting with me. So it's very powerful.
Wow. 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 Beautiful. So, when you reactivate someone's connection to their spirit guide and you are able to connect the client with their spirit guides and angels, how do their lives change, Wilma? Give us some examples, please.
First of all, they get to a sense of clarity in their lives. You know, they loosen this energy that is in their auric body, especially that low vibration energy. A lot of people right now is in the low vibration because of what's going on around in the world, you know. Low vibration meaning that you are misaligned. What you're thinking, what you're saying, and what you're doing are not congruent. So that's why you're in the state of uncertainty, right? So, but once you activate, or I help you activate this, you are releasing this negative vibration. You are releasing this low vibration that doesn't serve you, all right? And the universe is watching that you no longer want this negative energy. So the moment that you decide that you no longer want this negative energy and be aligned with your own consciousness and the spirit, then shifts start to happen. Miracles start to happen. And then you get all this opportunity starts to knock in again in your life. So that's why once you let go and release and just believe 100%, then everything will shift in your favor. Instantly. Yeah, instantly.
Wow. And so a lot of people are messaging. It seems a lot of people are confused. They're at crossroads in their lives. They're in their careers. Can spirit guides help with that? People that are feeling lost, for example?
Yep, 1,000%. As I said, the spirit guides are like our GPS. It will help us navigate in our life's journey. And I myself, every minute, the moment I wake up, I connect with my higher self and my spirit guide. But nowadays, not a lot of people are connecting to themselves, right? They're connecting to other means, which are, let's say, it or social media, right? The very first thing when you wake up in the morning is to connect with your own spirit, with your own guide, with your own angels, because that will be your passport to your day-to-day life, you know. And that will give you a lot of protection, shielding, manifesting, releasing, anything that you desire. Because you are believing that there is some powerful energy that is working on you. So that's why it is very, very important.
Yeah, and especially, Wilma, these days, it's not even if you're connecting to the social media. The energy around us is so strong because, you know, this pandemic has brought up all the fear, all the hidden shadow sides, and people are releasing. I mean, they're experiencing it, and they're releasing it, and it's all in the environment, and people are picking up on it as if it's their own. So there's so much going on. So now more than ever, this is so important to understand that as soon as you wake up, you need to reinforce your connection, and you need to make sure that you're protected all day, because this is really, really important stuff right now. So you wanted to start the call with a powerful group process, Wilma. Tell us about it, and I will mute yourself. I'll mute myself, and I'll come back when we're ready.
All right. I just want to give everybody in the call to be in their presence right now, to connect with yourself. I will do a collective healing, a powerful healing, and feel the presence of a thousands and legions of archangels. Center them in your heart, in your mind and body and soul, and just be receptive. Don't doubt 1,000% that you will be receiving this miracle grace from the thousands, your spirit guides and angels. Take a deep breath in. I'm releasing everybody's tension, uneasiness, this very moment. May the beam of the archangels, thousands of archangels, heal, restore, and rejuvenate everybody on the call, your auric bodies, your auric field from the top of your chakra, opening the universe, opening to higher realms, to receive this universal life healing, to infuse in your chakras, starting from the top, your crown chakra, bring down to your third eye chakra, and visualize yourself with your third eye, with all these angelic realms from the north, east, south, and west. Feel them in your body as I infuse this healing now to each and every one in the call. And I bring this light of healing down to everybody's heart chakra to expand in your heart this healing and expand your consciousness to the higher realms of spirit guides and angels and ascended masters. And this moment I will call any ascended masters or God that you believe in to bring miracle in your life. And anyone in the call asking for healing of health issues, healing of financial matters, healing of personal relationship, or anything related to health, physical, mental, and emotional, are being restored right now by the Holy Spirit. And I'm cleansing everybody's negative energies, releasing any impurities and entities, and freeing everyone on the call from any attack of any virus, of any COVID, of any inflammation, and to restore everybody into perfect health, abundance, and may everyone on the call receive this healing grace from the archangels to manifest money and job and securities in every areas of life, of your life. Receive it now. And right now, just take a deep breath in and receive the energy from the force of the universe, the spirit guides, and the thousands of archangels. And if you feel any tingling in your body, acknowledge the presence of archangels around you and your own spirit guide, and say to them, thank you, thank you, thank you. Namaste, namaste. All right, Erin.
Wow. Woohoo!
Woohoo!
My head is spinning. That was really, really strong.
Are you feeling
I feel my head spinning. I'm feeling the tingling, but I feel my head spinning. Like I need to hold my head to stop it from spinning. That was a lot of powerful energy that came through. Very strong. Wow.
It's everybody's spirit guide. So if everybody in the call experience some tingling or energy in their body or like some, as you said, like heaviness, that means you are being connected to your own soul spirit. And it's a beautiful thing. And acknowledge that because that's the way that they're telling that I am with you. I am in you. I just need to be nurtured.
Mm.
I still feel tingling.
So beautiful. Yeah. Can you guys let me know on the webcast if you're feeling that? Let me know. I would love to hear what you guys are feeling. And let's go ahead and talk to some people, too. And hopefully they're going to be in the state of mind to be able to talk because this was really, really strong. Some very strong stuff just came through. So let's see if caller number one is ready to talk to us. 847 area code. I am unmuting you now.
Hi.
Who's this?
Margaret. Thanks for taking my call. And
you're welcome, Margaret. Are you feeling? Did you feel anything?
Yeah, definitely. It was just I was tingling and some heaviness. Yeah, I got the message.
Cool.
It felt great.
Awesome.
So, I'm very excited. I did buy a package from Wilma a while ago, but it was mainly for my daughter, and I'm really grateful she helped her. Today I would like to ask Wilma, how can I connect with my guides, and especially my issue is with how can I uncover my gifts and so I can serve, you know, it's been an issue for and
yeah,
love,
beautiful.
Some help in that area. This is very crucial for me right now with all that is happening around the world. So I would really definitely need some help.
All right. Hey, Marvik, how are you? How are you today? And can you say your name for me 3 times, please?
My last name?
Your name. I just need to connect with you. That's why.
Your first name 3 times.
Oh, Margaret.
Margaret. May I ask permission to connect with you?
Yeah.
May I ask permission to connect to your soul spirit?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, your guide is telling me right now that you have every potential, but you are doubting yourself. All right, you are confused with what is your purpose because you don't know if it is a skill that is your life purpose or it's your talent is your life purpose, or something that you don't know yet. All right, and right now to help you activate that, first of all is I hear. As I scan you right now, I feel some tension in your intestine. Like, I don't know if you're experiencing some bloatedness or acidity, you know. And because it's strongly giving me that scan right now. And it's also related is because you are... I may say something personal on the call or some personal matters, if that's all right with you, because you're asking me. There is issue with your own self-worth. You know, you are afraid of failure. Okay? You are afraid of failure. And we have to release that because this fear of failure is you are not tapping your higher consciousness. All right. That's why you are having this spasm and bloatedness in your intestine area because that residue of fear of failure is in you. All right. So that's why we have to release that in your system, and that negative energy is lingering at the middle of your intestine. It's kind of like you're having acidity, but it's not acidity. All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let me quickly release it now. Take a deep breath in.
And one more breath. Take a deep breath in. Exhale, release. Okay, how are you feeling?
Good. I feel like some lifting.
I strongly sense that. So we have to work on that and activate that and release that fear of failure. All right, because it's in your auric body and it's in your subconscious mind. So that's why you're not shifting to that direction, because you have that fear in your subconscious mind. And we have to release that negative energy. And I'm quickly releasing it now. And that knot is lingering in your intestine, as I said. And it's loosening up right now. So drink plenty of water.
Okay, great. How about the connection? How can I connect with my guides? And is that going to help?
I can help you activate that now. But the thing that you can connect is you have to activate your third eye, which is in the middle of your forehead. All right? You have to know how to visualize and connect to a higher realm. And you can powerfully do that when you know how to properly meditate. All right, because when you are properly meditating and connect your heart exactly to your third eye, then you will be able to see yourself, whether yourself in the past as your inner child, if you have some unresolved trauma during your childhood, you will be able to see that. And your guide will take you as well to heal that. All right.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, like, you have to completely empty your thoughts when you are meditating. Because a lot of people, they say, I'm meditating, but they're not really meditating because there's too much in their mind, all right? When you completely empty your mind and you only focus in your heart and your third eye and connect to your spirit guide, then you will have clarity of whatever you're asking.
Yeah, I think that emptying the mind is the issue because I have a monkey mind, so it's jumping all over the place.
Yeah, that's the most common thing. People doesn't know how to shut off their mind, and then when they're praying, it's still they're not praying. They're thinking about if their phone is gonna ring, or if there is somebody texting them. So there's a lot of disturbance.
Yeah. So do they have any tips for the wandering mind? Because it's easier said than done. You know, when you sit down and try.
So Margaret.
We have maybe 30 more seconds for Margaret, and then we have to move on to our next caller.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right, honey. Thank you. And
if you
want to connect deeper with Wilma, you've already experienced her amazing healing abilities with your daughter. We'll talk about the offer in just a little bit. It's really exciting. You will love it. All right, so our next person in line. And since we have a lot of callers, I'm going to request everyone to, we're going to try to keep each call to about 3 minutes, okay? So the next person in line, oh, and I forgot to mention, in order to get a reading, please call in so that you're on the phone and then press *2, okay? Actually, I should let you pick the number. So give me a number between 1 and 30, please, Wilma.
27.
All right, that is area code 319. You are unmuted. Hello.
Oh, hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hi there.
Hi, Wilma. Hi.
Hi.
Okay, I was wondering if you could do a scan of my pancreas. These are health issues, longstanding, and just whatever you see or can advise on.
Mm-hmm. All right. May I ask permission to... What's your name again?
Oh, I'm Carol. Carol.
Carol. May I ask permission to connect with you?
Yes. Uh-huh.
All right. Okay. Carol, right now I see a lot of impurities in your pancreas. All right.
Okay.
Your guide is telling me that you have to... do a deep cleansing, because there's a lot of impurities that has been accumulated over your lifetime, whether it's in your eating habit or it's or lifestyle issues. Because right now I can see the lower part of your below the chest, the hip area, on that area as well. And any organ in that area is inflamed. All right, it has inflammation. Excellent. Yeah, and right now I also see that you are has a shortage of water. There's not plenty of water in your body that's causing you this. I see some small stones in the area of your organs below the navel. All right, and it just needs some cleaning. Let me just cleanse right now and release those toxins as well.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I did a quick clearing. Drink water right away after this one. This way it will go down to your urine. I'm just saying that there are small impurities of small debris of stones clinging over there. So without enough water, it's just retaining over there. So if you can flush it, a lot of water therapy, that will help.
Okay. Oh, okay. And then my eyes, I had cataracts that were removed, so.
Mm-hmm. Your eyes right now are dry, very, very dry. And I can see a tiredness. And it's not more so on the cataract, but because you have an emotional slight issue of loneliness and sadness, you know.
Okay.
And right now, that slight depression that's clinging on you is also manifesting and decreasing your vision as well. So let me just release your heart chakra right now and take a deep breath in.
Okay. Thanks.
And I'm infusing energies in your eye, left and right.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. And every vein of your arteries right now are being infused by energy. Take a deep breath in.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Wilma, is this working on other people too? Cause
correct.
Because when you were working on her eyes,
mm-hmm.
I got to tell you this. When you were working on her eyes, I suddenly got double vision for a few seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And then I couldn't keep my eyes open. They just shut. Like I was extremely sleepy. And then it was gone in a few seconds. It was so strong.
The reason why is because you were releasing that energy, trapped energy in your eyes. So why at that moment you were feeling sleepy, which is a good thing, actually.
Wow. Yeah, because I suddenly started seeing double. I'm like, what happened? And then my eyes just closed and then they opened again. That was powerful. Wow. That was really amazing. So you guys, this is working on everyone. So if you're willing to receive the energies, just say yes and receive the beautiful energies that Wilma is working with. These are powerful, powerful clearings. If you haven't already felt it, these are amazing, amazing, powerful energy. All right. So pick another number for me, please.
18.
Number 18 is area code 940. You are unmuted.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha.
How are you?
Wonderful. How are you, dear?
I'm just fine, thank you. I was wanting to know if you can scan me and look and tell me what's going on with my thyroid.
All right. Okay. Keisha, may I ask permission to connect to your heart space?
Yes, you may.
Okay. first of all, you have hormonal imbalance. All right. So
yes.
I can see that you're having an overactive thyroid. And take a deep breath. It's all coming from your hormonal imbalance, and it's depleting your cellular level and lacking of some vitamin B as well. All right?
Okay.
And your overactive thyroid right now is also based on the kind of food that you're eating, especially I see a lot of salt debris lingering in my thyroid. Okay.
Hmm.
And But more than that, I see a hormonal imbalance, overall hormone. All right.
Is that progesterone or is that estrogen?
Yes. I can sense your estrogen level as well is very low. And I don't know what age you are right now. I'm not going to ask. but I can strongly sense that there's a deficit of a lot of nutrients and it's causing a hormonal imbalance. And one thing that you are you will notice that you have a thyroid imbalance, especially if you're always feeling tired as well. And I don't know if you're noticing some thinness in your hair as well, if you are seeing that your hair is starting to recede and you're falling a lot of hair, because right now that's what I see. You have an overactive thyroid. And then, as I said earlier, there's not much fluid in your body. You're lacking also water shortage because it's not flushing. So that's why I see the impurities over there. So let me just cleanse your thyroid right now and do a quick cleansing.
Okay, thank you.
So anybody on the call who has some thyroid issues, let me cleanse everyone. Just believe, just be receptive to the healing and don't doubt it. Take a deep breathing. Okay. How do you feel?
I feel good. Calmer.
Beautiful. All right. And when you're also, you said you're fine a while ago when Aram asked you, you said, I am fine. I don't think that you are really fine. You are just saying that, but I hear a lot of like emotional tension. So, and that's aggravating your thyroid as well.
Right. I'm working night shift. And I'm fixing to stop working night shift because I am having a lot of emotional tension.
Yeah, and that's causing you the hormonal imbalance and the thyroid issue as well. All right.
Okay.
So you have to pay attention to that, my dear. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you,
Ram. So welcome. Thank you. All right, let's take one more caller, and then we're going to talk about this offer, which, by the way, is we have very limited packages right now at the introductory price. Many of you, I see notifications coming through that you've been taking advantage of this lower price, which is at an introductory offer, which is an hour with Wilma on any topic you want, including clearing all the blocks, negativity, and connecting with your guide. All right, so
number?
Pick a number. Yeah, please.
11.
Yes, please. Number 11 is area code 315. You are on.
Hi, Aram and Wilma. This is Sylvia. I'm calling from Syracuse.
Wow.
Hi.
Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, Wilma. We've worked together before.
Okay. Beautiful.
Great.
Yeah. So my question is, if there are any blocks in the area of relationships, there has been a lot of abuse and kind of betrayal.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sylvia. I remember you from now, and you're not letting go, all right? You're not letting go.
Okay.
So that is the main thing that you're not – the energies are there for you. Actually, someone wanted to reach out to you, but you're not letting go of any of your past, all right? We did clearing from you in the past, if I remember, but you're holding on to something. You're holding on to something, and you just don't want to take a leap of faith of releasing that, all right? And I can still sense right now that it's retaining in your subconscious mind whatever trauma or abuse it is, all right? Let me just quickly unknot that in your heart, in your subconscious mind, because it's easy. All right, okay. All I ask of you is to believe. all right, believe, and don't be attached to the timing of it or the outcome, all right? Because the more that you are hurrying to you know, attaching to the outcome, that means you're not in the state of surrender and you're not trusting your guide and your own spirit guide, all right? So release that, and then let go of anything. It's still holding you back in your subconscious mind. And I can strongly sense in the vibration, it's in the air. You know, this person that you wanted to manifest in a relationship wanted to reach out to you, but you're not ready yourself. All right?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Welcome, dear.
Okay. All right. So this is interesting. So Wilma, this is what people are asking in the questions, that if they do get this session with you, will they be able to work on anything? I mean, yes, you're going to help reactivate their connection with the guides, but can they work on any kind of block, any kind of negativity that's holding them back?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's what Wilma is just super, super good at. And as you can see, she moves energy very quickly, and she can scan you and tell you what's going on as well. And then another person wants to know if. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
More than anything else is because, like, a lot of people is asking to manifest, right? But the mind, your mind, remember, mind, body, and soul. You own your mind. It's not my mind, all right? You still have control over your mind, right? So important thing is you align your mind with your soul and your body, all right? Because if you are asking for something, but your mind is, like, you're trapping your own mind, then you have to be aware of that. You have to be mindful for that. I just wanted to emphasize that, because your mind is yours, it's not mine.
Yeah, that's true. And some people, there are a couple of questions where people want to know. I know you talked about manifestation, and it's important to understand that for manifesting, but they're saying, can Wilma clear any blocks to attracting a life partner or soulmate?
Yes, nothing is impossible. But again, we have to cleanse. When I'm working with you, I have to cleanse those patterns in your heart chakra that is limiting you from attracting your soulmate or your twin flame or your soul partner, right? But nothing is impossible, as I said, when you're connected with your spirit guides, because it will be your compass. It will be your compass. All right. So it is possible.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
and let the compass guide you. And once the energies are clear, of course, I mean, you're going to be at the right vibrational mat. And just like what Wilma said, sometimes they're even trying to reach you, but there's too much disturbance. So sometimes,
correct.
And then some people want to know how fast would the manifestation be. It can be like what Wilma said. It can be instant if you allow it to be instant. So it's going to depend on how much are you going to allow it to be, right? Wilma?
Correct. 100% correct.
Another person wants to know, can you order for an adult family member, or would you need their permission, or can Wilma ask their higher self?
I can ask
purchase
their
it?
Yeah, I can ask their higher self.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, beautiful. All right, so it seems people are already asking questions about the offer, so let's go ahead and talk about it so we can get that. All the questions answered, and we'll come back and we'll work with some more people, guys. So let's go ahead and look at this awesome offer, which is at orderjoy2020.com/divine. orderjoy2020.com/divine. And we're going to be talking about how to activate your divine angelic lifeline for unlimited abundance. And abundance includes everything, you guys. It's health, it's wealth, it's life partner, it's love, it's everything. And I want to remind you guys that this is that healer we talked about, who from a very, very young age has had an uncanny ability to see people's auric fields, to see energies, to see blocks. And then her healing modality is incredibly powerful, as you guys experienced on the call. I mean, I don't think anybody was left where, I mean, if you're sensitive to energy, I think every single person felt it. We had a lot of comments on the webcast when I asked for feedback. I didn't have a chance to read them, but a lot of people were saying, oh my goodness, yes, I felt this. So we'll share it on the replay email, but I didn't want to take up the time today. Thank you for responding. When this right now the banner says 25 spots left for open cart prices, which, and the price is going to go up by $100 when these sell out. That was at the beginning of the call, and I see many notifications come through, so I don't know if it is still 25 or not. So I'm just letting you guys know that. Orderjoy2020.com/divine, D-I-V-I-N-E, or just press the special offer button that has been provided either on the webcast or later in the replay. And Wilma, if you can describe all the goodies that are in this package, mm-hmm. that would be awesome.
All right. We're offering this package. We're only, this 247 involves a one-on-one session with me, and that's an hour session. And then it comes in with an MP3, and the MP3 includes abundance, about wealth and releasing anxiety. And it also comes with infused energy of art. It's a downloadable art, all right? So these are personalized. And the soul language, and as you can see from the email campaign, there's a lot of testimonials who have manifested money. After listening to my MP3s for 2.5 weeks, somebody has $11,000, or somebody got a job, or somebody had miraculous miracles when it comes to money. So that's included in the package. And there's also an art-infused energy that you can download on your phone. So it's personally hand-painted, and it's infused with healing. So if you are looking on that photo or picture that you download, you will receive some energetic vibration, similarly when you listen to the MPG as well. But more importantly, Aram, this package of two price offer with one-on-one with me is life-changing. So I think you opened the card on Friday, and a lot of people have already contacted me. So grab that opportunity to work with me and your spirit guide. Hello, Aram?
I was muted. I didn't realize.
Okay.
So that's the one session. And then you actually have item two, which is the downloadable printed art.
Correct. Mm. So those,
and then
art,
item three. Yeah, go ahead.
Those art are specially designed, you know, and it was divinely guided with the angels. So whoever is downloading that art, whether they put it as a screensaver or on their phone, you're receiving that energies from the archangels.
Beautiful. So once you allow yourself to completely immerse into the art, you'll feel its potent energies and you can manifest healing. This could work immediately and will not lose its power over time. It's packed with the ability to boost your health, attract wealth and financial success, and improve your mood to reduce anxiety and depression. The more you immerse yourself in it, the more you're able to receive by feeling the energies through the meaning and the colors of the art. And what's great is that it's in downloadable format, and it's going to be really easy for you to carry this art with you, whether, like she said, whether you do it on your laptop or your phone. So this is very, very powerful healing tool that you can have immediately at your disposal. And then item three is the three MP3s light language angel audio infused healing.
And yeah, and those are soul languages. So if you listen to those MP3s, a lot of probably you will not understand what it means because it's a special soul language. But just feel the energy of it. As I said, I've had a lot of testimonials listening to these abundance MP3s, and they have manifested monies and jobs and then other manifestations in their life. Just feel the energy because it's very angelic, and the soul language is very universal. All right, so I would encourage people to just listen to it. If you have some anxiety or mood disorder, listen to the MP3 with anxiety and mood releasing mood disorder. That will help them a lot.
Awesome. And by the way, here are just a couple of testimonials of people that listened to her Abundant Soul Language MP3. This is from Kalwinder. She said, after a month of listening to Wilma's Abundant Soul Language MP3, I got accepted to a new job. Jason said, I received an unexpected check from my car insurance company after 3 weeks of listening to the Abundance MP3. So they're great, great feedback from people that have used this and have gotten great benefit. And here's the good news. That this stuff you can get immediately. So you can start receiving the energies immediately as soon as you check out, and then you can book your session with Wilma. As she said, people that have worked with her are raving about their sessions, that one session, 1 hour with her can be life-changing. It really is. Here are some other feedback and testimonials. Most of these people are FHTJ community people. After a few days of releasing, I'm feeling lighter, happier, and opportunities are starting to come my way. Another person said, my son's entire family is noticing the shifts in him. Another person said, I could actually feel the energy moving through my body, and I could feel the transformation. Wow. So there are people that have, like I said, that have healed, that have opened up their blocks. I mean, it's been amazing, really, for people. And if it's sleep that you need, you know, if you're not able to sleep well, then you've got that as well in the MP3s. And like I said, the sessions are incredible. Her ability to scan and her ability to heal and move through blocks is amazing. One of my favorite people to go to. All right.
All right.
Thanks, yeah. Okay. So let's go ahead and go back. So if you guys have questions regarding the package, you can send them now on the webcast. I'll address those while we're still working with other people. So let's take another caller.
Number 30.
Number?
30.
Okay, all right. That number is area code 610. You are unmuted now.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi. Wow, I'm really shocked that I even got on. But anyway,
well, here you are.
I know. And the funny thing is, when you said 30, I thought, oh, that's my number. And I, no, because
that's
I have
my,
a lot of threes. Threes
that's my
mine.
Birthday. That's my birthday. 30th,
oh.
So I choose it.
Right. Great. Wow. So someone told me that I have an autoimmune disease, and I tried to work with, you know, a lot of emotions, healing. And someone told me, well, you're disconnected. And I said, well, how do I connect? You know, I mean, how do I get connected? And they told me that my sister was here to help me, and I needed to connect to her. So she must be one of my spirit guides, but I just can't feel that connection. And I was wondering if you could help me with that.
All right. We can do that in a private session because I am a spirit medium. All right. So if you really wanted to connect with your sister, then I can connect privately to your sister to resolve. And if there's any issues unresolved between your sister, I think she's
well,
an injury. She, go ahead.
Was she, I was taking care of her when she had cancer and she passed, and I blame myself.
I can strongly sense her right now. To be honest with you, she's with me, but I don't want to, you know, open up her soul. I wanted to do it privately with you, but it's very strong. I can sense her right now, and she's got long hair. Right now, appearing to me as an angel. So, and then she's connected still with you, especially in your heart and your lower chakras. So, and we have to release that on you because this way you can freely move on to your life because she has a very strong connection with you. All right. So let me just release her to the light as well, because I know she still has like clinging to the earth. So let me just send some divine light healing for her. May I ask for her name? Your sister's name?
Mary.
Okay, I release you to the divine light with angelic reality. I'm releasing that cord into your heart chakra, to her, your sister's chakra right now. Take a deep breath in. How are you feeling?
I feel a sense of peace.
Beautiful. All right, she's still tingling right now in your body. She's still with me, and she's sending love to you, very much love to you. All right, but if you want to talk to her much deeper, then we can connect privately. So this way, I can connect you to her, being me as your spirit medium. All right.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow. What an amazing. Now you know. That was such a powerful connection. Wow. So cool.
And I have a lot of clients like that. Aaron, I just want to mention, I have a lot of clients saying that I work in the past launch. They have a lot of unresolved energies because of some loved ones who pass away. All right? And I can connect. As I said, I'm a spirit medium. So if you have anything that's unsettled or you have not unspoken words when they are alive, so I can be a bridge or a conduit, you know, to you or to that soul. And that is a beautiful thing,
beautiful.
Because way there's a closure or peace or whatever you call it.
Lovely, lovely, awesome. All right, let's take another call. Give me a number, please.
I will choose 22.
Okay. 917 area code. You are unmuted.
Hello, is that me?
Hi.
Yes.
Hi.
What's your name, dear?
My name is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
Hey, it's my birthday, so thank you so much for taking the call.
Yes. Happy birthday, Sandy. Happy birthday. Did
thank
just
you.
Give you. A birthday gift clearing right now. Sandy,
oh,
Sandy.
Great.
Mm-hmm. I'm clearing you right now. And I'm releasing some money manifestations for you in an hour or 2 hours or the next day.
That's what I was going to ask you, if there are any abundance blocks, if you could see anything.
There is, and it's related to your childhood programming as well, you know. So, and it seems like you were programmed by your elders. In a struggling mode, so we have to release that. That's why that was my gift for you for your birthday. I cleared that quickly.
Because
I knew you're gonna say that to me. So anyway, healing miracles are being sent to you for your birthday for money manifestation.
Oh, fantastic! Thank you so much.
Welcome, my dear.
That's great. Perfect gift. I appreciate that.
Just believe it, okay? Just don't doubt, and I'm sending you these healing energies for the vibration to shift on your favor.
Perfect. I do believe. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Awesome.
Much
awesome,
love to both
awesome.
Of you.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Much love to you as well, honey.
Thank
you. I love it when people leave the call laughing. I just love it.
I know. It makes it lighter.
I know. Yes, that is so cool. Okay, let's take one more person, and then I'll address questions on the webcast. If you have any questions regarding the package, I'll address those. Let's take one more caller. Number four is area code 717. You are on.
Hello.
Hello,
Erin. Hello, Wilma.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, Diane.
As I'm listening to the call, my head keeps getting, like, it's just weird, and I kind of have a headache now on the top of my head, and I just kind of feel, like, out of it, like my mind isn't there. It's just like I feel like a zombie or something. And I don't know if you could scan me to see what might be going on.
All right. There is an unclean energy clinging on you. So it's making you feel anxious. It's an entity clinging on you. It's very strong. And then let me release that one right now. If you can tell me what is the level of pain of your head from 1 to 5, what is the level of pain?
It's about a 4 or 5, yeah.
Okay, let me just release it now. And can you say your name for me 3 times, please?
Diane.
May I ask permission to release that entity in your soul spirit?
Yes.
Correct. I'm doing it now. Bring it down to 4. Bring it down to 3. Removing that headache and nauseous feeling. Bring it down to 2. And how is it now?
It lessened. It is probably about a 2. You're right. Yeah. It's still there a little bit, but not like when I started.
Let's just release that completely. Just calm yourself and just release this entity from you and don't allow this entity to penetrate in your subconscious mind, all right?
Yes.
Take a deep breath in. How is it now?
Oh, it's gone. It's
beautiful.
Gone.
Woo-hoo! Awesome. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. You're so welcome, my dear. That is so cool. Okay. And by the way, you guys, this is something I've noticed, and I would love to hear from you on this, Wilma. I've noticed that a lot of people are allowing entities in. It could be because of all the noise on the planet right now,
yeah.
Right?
That's why, Aram, this is the very importance of, like, clinging and calling your spirit guides, all right, to protect and shield you. So these entities are...
And they will not allow that.
Correct. These entities are unclean spirits. All right. So there are so many souls lingering in the planet, you know, everywhere you go, in the bus stop, outside, in the wherever you go, there are unseen forces or unclean spirits roaming around. So if they see that you are easily attacked, then they will just cling on you right away, you know, and it can manifest as a pain on your leg. It can manifest like a palpitation, or it can manifest like a headache or something, right? They love that. They love to cling, you know?
They feed off of that, yeah.
Correct. So that's what's happening with Deborah. Something is clinging on her.
And by the way, for those of you that actually after we did the group clearing, if you feel pressure that did not ease off, and if the headache increased, that is one of telltale signs, because they're fighting the high frequency, so they'll give pain in your body so that you resist it. So please make sure that you get those taken care of, because they feed off of negative emotions, what we call negative emotions. So in order for them to have their food, they're going to create that in you. So please get those cleaned. And I can tell you from my personal experience, that one of the things I have really done more of this year, especially in the last few months, is I have really, really, first of all, strengthened my connection with the divine. And second of all, I'm very careful and vigilant about protection. Protection, and protection is right now. It's very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Let's. This is fun. I'm loving these calls today. The one-on-ones are so cool. And you work so quickly. I just love that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is stuff that can be haunting people for decades, and you're removing them literally in seconds and, you know, under 3 minutes. It's so cool to watch that. All right, let's take another caller. Actually, I want to take this caller.
Okay,
sure. It's an international number.
Okay.
You know, I always feel drawn to them because they're paying a lot of money to be on this call. So I want to make sure that
we take care of them. So area country code 44, and then I see 778.
Wow,
you are
Hello?
On.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Andrea.
Hi, Andrea, how are you?
Hi, I'll say I'm okay, but I'm not. I've got a long chronic illness that I'm still trying to get to the bottom of. That's why I put my hand up.
Where's your pink ring?
Sorry.
You didn't hear what you said?
Sorry. Yeah. Basically, I've been unwell for a very long time. It's a really long story. I feel like I need a miracle. I feel like I've tried everything, every type of session, every type of everything. My symptoms are of my head neurologically and of my brain, and I'm psychologically affected really bad. And it's 24/7. And I just wanted to see what you pick up on.
I feel a spirit attaching on you. All right. There is a spirit that is clinging on you for the longest time. It's been with you. So this is sabotage. This is sabotaging you a lot in areas of your life, emotional, mental, physical. All right. And let me just give you a quick clearing and wash your body and cleanse your spirit. It's very powerful. And this is, you don't need to believe in any God, but this time, because it's very powerful, I will call Jesus, all right? And I will infuse his blood over you because that entity is very strong, all right?
Okay.
And I'm releasing it now.
Okay.
Take a deep breath in. Can you say your name again to me louder, please?
Yes, Andrea.
Andrea. Okay, how are you feeling now? Do you feel lighter?
Not too sure because I'm almost so dizzy and like sedated with my neurological symptoms. I did feel something happening in my body just then, so...
All right, because we have to do it privately because it's a very strong spirit is attached on you, and we have to clear this one. It's because it's sabotaging your physical well-being. All right?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I'll book something. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you for calling in, and best of luck. I really encourage all of you guys that feel these kinds of symptoms, and especially when you have some kind of, neurological-related symptoms that are not getting helped by medication. They only get worse over time. It's a spiritual problem majority of times.
Correct.
And, yeah, even though we may have been even for healers, actually healers are more susceptible because they carry more light. I've shared my story of how I was recently attacked, and that was last year. So even with all of my techniques and all of my protection, I got a pretty major doozy myself, and I had to get it removed. So it happens. It's nothing to be afraid of.
And nobody
become aware and get those.
Yeah, nobody's immune with those attacks. It just depends
immune.
On how.
I agree.
Yeah. Even me as a healer, I work with removing curses and hexes and spirits, right? I am also attacked.
Yeah.
So, but the thing is because
yeah.
I work with archangels a lot, so they are my protector, my shielding. So it's important to have that spirit, like you said.
Yes. And that's basically why I, like I said, I have a very strong now practice for protection because I was a little bit negligent before that, got attacked, had to get it removed, and then since then I've been very, very vigilant about it.
Because
nobody is immune.
Nobody
is immune. Okay. So, yeah. Okay, let's take another caller. I know. See, I do this too because
let's,
this is my community.
Yeah, let
I've
me
been told by so many healers. Yeah, that I've been told by so many of our healers that come as speakers that you don't even know it, Iram, but on these calls, you're acting as a proxy for so many people, and there's so much clearing that happens through you. And I'm like, well, I'm honored to do that, so I'm very happy. So that's why, guys, I'm just breathing heavily right now because there's a lot of clearing going on.
Correct.
All right, so let's take another number. You pick the number, please, and I'll unmute them.
9.
All right, number 9, and I think that this might be maybe just a couple more calls, and then we'll be done. All right, number 9 is area code 361. You are unmuted.
Hello, it's Heidi.
Hi. Hi, Heidi. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you. I've been having some, I think, liver and gallbladder issues. I burped up a bunch of bile the other day, and I have some pain. I don't know what's going on.
All right. Yeah, I can see as well that there is some issues with your gut right now. And let me just release that right now. If you said you have some pain, what is the level of pain right now?
It's off. It's intermittent. It's just off and on. I'm not hurting too bad right now, but it can get up to like 5.
Okay. Have you gone checked? Because I see an inflammation on your bladder. I see an inflammation, an infection on your bladder. So that's one thing that maybe you can go for, confirm for blood work, because right now I can see an inflammation. And let me release that right now. Just cleanse it and drink plenty of water afterwards. Can you say your name for me 3 times, please, sir?
Heidi. Heidi.
Okay, let me just release that and release that tissue of inflammation. Oof. It's a little bit heavy and swelling, so but we can talk that on the side. It's because I see an inflammation, like as I said, and I cleared the debris, but we have to talk on the side because this call is not enough for it. So I would love to talk to you privately.
Okay, so you said inflammation in the bladder.
Correct.
Correct.
Oh, okay. I see a swelling over there in your bladder. So, an inflammation for sure.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Awesome. All right. All right. So, hopefully you can get the package at the lower price right now, Heidi. And then let's talk to our next caller. So give me that number, please.
20.
Okay. Number 20 is area code 519. You are on. 519.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi, am I on?
Yes, you are.
Oh, okay. I couldn't tell. I thought I was using the other international number, so I wasn't recognizing it. Oh, that's so good.
What's your name, dear?
Summer.
Summer.
Summer?
Hello.
Yeah, like it's in the
beautiful
warm weather. I'm calling from Canada, so we're very cold up here right now.
I know. I'm here in Toronto. It's very cold.
Oh, are you? Oh, fantastic. You're very close to me then.
Correct. How are you? How can I help you?
Pardon?
How can I help you?
Well, I have a few health issues, but mainly lately I've noticed I'm just getting this shaking, and I'm not sure what it's coming from. Like, I just, like, my head shakes and I feel like it's going through my whole body, and so I wonder if you could send me for it.
Are you feeling it right now?
Not so much right now, but last night was really bad, and I sort of feel it slightly.
Mm-hmm. All right, okay, let me just glance that one as well. It's also an entity clinging on you. Like Aram said, it's all around right now. The energies are very wild with all the retrograde and cosmic alignment. So there's a lot of disturbance. So let me just release that.
Take a deep breath in. And imagine this thread going out of your system. It's just the entity. So how you feel now?
A little bit like a weight's been lifted off me.
Yeah, I just released a thread of that entity on you.
Or is there more threads?
Yeah, I saw a thread of entity coming out, so I'm cleansing you right now. Just take a deep breath and exhale loud. Release that. All right. I sense you more calmer right now than before the call. How do you feel it?
Yeah, I feel it.
All right. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Beautiful.
Thanks so much.
All right.
Awesome. Awesome. You're so welcome. Wow. So there's a lot of entities coming on the call today.
It is.
Like
actually,
that's the theme. Yeah, that's the theme. Going on these days. So cool. Very good. Happy that we can help these people. Let's take one more call, and this will be the last one-on-one call for today. And again, for the, I'm just going to quickly remind everybody that I, like I said, I have no idea if we are out of that early bird price. If you're able to check out still with that price, that means it's still available, so you can check out. With that price, orderjoy2020.com/divine. And, all right, give me your number, please.
21.
Number 21 is 508 area code. You are on. Hello?
Hello?
508. Hi. Yep, you're on. Who is this?
Hi, my name is Gina. Hi there.
Hi, Gina.
Hi.
Hi.
I was wondering. Hi there. Thank you for taking my call. I greatly appreciate it. I was wondering if you can get any insight. I've been getting some severe cramping on my right foot and my toes, and I don't know where that's coming from.
Okay. You feel it now?
I do.
All right. Okay. Can you say your name for me 3 times, please?
Gina. Gina. Gina.
Gina, Gina, may I ask permission to connect to your soul spirit?
Yeah.
Okay. And you said it's in your left or your right?
It's in my right foot, and it's in the second and third toe, but mostly the second toe, you know, from the outer part, it's the second and third toes.
All right. Okay. Let me release that now. And the level of pain is what level, from 1 to 7?
Right now it's about a 4 or 5.
4 or 5. Okay. Let me just cleanse
yeah.
that now. Just be receptive and open your heart. I'm inducing this heart from your heart chakra and going down to your right leg or knee. Okay, bringing down the level of pain, 3.
The level of pain right now, it's, let's say.
Okay, let's bring it down.
A little bit, yeah, a little bit down, maybe to about 3, but
okay.
It's still there.
Okay, let me release that one, so just be receptive and just accept it.
Okay.
I'm cleansing the arteries and the vein.
Thank
and
you.
Also, it's also an entity, by the way.
Okay.
And we send this entity to the light. We send them back to the light and infuse healing to them because their souls are not at peace. It's going away now. It's being down to 2. I can see it going away.
Thank you.
Okay, how is it now?
Right now, it feels a lot better. It feels, you know, just about a one. I mean, I can still feel a little bit, but it's not as intense.
Okay. Shower your legs or your whole body with salt and water. All right. This way it will
with salt water.
Will go.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Take care. Bye bye.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Bye bye. You're so welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, great. That All was right. really, really awesome. So this you just covered everything in today's one-on-one calls. You covered pretty much everything. it's so cool, which is what you love doing anyway, and that's a testament to what can happen in a session
Correct.
With you, because you can cover so much and you can go so deep so quickly. So guys, this is a really great opportunity. Again, if you want to heal whatever it is, whether it's abundance issues, you need to, first of all of us need to have our connection to our spirit guides reactivated. And then whatever blocks that you need to clear in health, wealth, abundance, whichever area, this is an awesome opportunity, because as you guys can see, Wilma is amazing. She can really help. And she's done amazing work before, and I have personally experienced and am a testament to how awesome her work is. And what I want to do before I let you go, Wilma, is
mm-hmm.
is maybe share a couple of stories of clients recently that you worked with, and
mm-hmm.
what kind of success did they have in a session with you, and then we'll let you go.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I said, Aram, a lot of people are nowadays are easily to medicate. You know, they take a lot of prescription drugs and all these things, similarly to pain, like having pains in the legs or having all these things, right? And I'm not against medical prescriptions, but I just find as well, like, for example, like today in the call, it's an entity, right? But it's bothering their legs or on the right legs or something. It's causing them pain, right? And then right away, people would take into medication, take a pain reliever or whatever it is. And I have multiple clients, just not just today or recently, are just being attacked by entities, all right? So it is very, very important not to over-medicate yourself. And because, as I said, these medications too can cause impurities in your liver or in your gallbladder or something like that. And with nowadays, with all this anxiety and fear and tension, a lot of people I've worked with in the past that are being free from taking all these sleeping pills or anti-acids and all these things or antidepressants. Once you are connected with the spirit guide, believe me, with the angels, you know, it makes you calm more, you know, not resulting into this anxiety and panic disorder. So I wanted to emphasize that now, because right now, all of my clients are in panic because of finances, you know, because of all these negative energies around. So I have worked with thousands of clients, and this is the main reason, negative energy, all right? So... And I would encourage everyone to protect that energy, like you said, Aram. It's very, very important.
It is very, very important. I totally agree. So let me just quickly just check if we had any questions that we did not address. Okay, it seems like I did get all the questions. Some of you were answered in your email, so make sure you check those. And guys, thank you so much. And by the way, if you still have questions on the replay, if you listen to the replay and have questions, you can always email support. And it's provided in all the emails that we sent. The email address is in there. So you can always ask us then. This was such an awesome session. Thank you so much, Wilma. It was such a pleasure to have you back with us, my dear. And thank you for all the wonderful healings and clearings and powerful energy stuff you did today. Thank you so much. And I want to, yeah, always a pleasure. And I want to thank our listeners as well. Remember, you guys, you are really fighters right now. You guys are warriors, because as you keep your energy clean, you keep your energy up, this is really helping the planet. We don't want to be part of the problem, and we definitely want to be part of the solution. And it begins with our own energy and keeping that clean and keeping it at a high frequency.
And it really, really makes a big difference. So thank you so much for doing your part. I am so appreciative of each and every one of you. And it's such an honor to serve this wonderful community. Thank you so much. And lots of love to all of you. Bye-bye for now.